Hello there, I'm Neil Cicerega, founder of Lemon Demon. This is the commentary for Damn Skippy, my new album. This song's called Dead Sea Monkeys. This is a little build-up I added on to the beginning just to sort of get you all psyched up for the song. And then it's just, you know, happy music with cheesy synth drums and... The song is in 6/4 time signature, which is kind of cool. And also, the lyrics don't rhyme at all. I forget whether that's intentional or not. Probably intentional. I said last forever there, but in the rest of the choruses, I sing live forever. And that was a mistake, but it made sense, so. And also, there was a Chewbacca sample. Clip of Chewbacca going. This is a square wave solo. Not many songs have these, unless you're listening to Lemon. I've actually probably had like 10 different solos made out of square wave synth. My bright shrimp pals have died a grisly death. Why must the things I love just disappear? Sure why I wrote this song. I was just probably thinking of sea monkeys, and then I realized that dying is what sea monkeys do best. And that's something we can all relate to if we've ever had sea monkeys. I mean, nobody's ever had them and kept them for more than like a month. Maybe I'm just really bad. They also sing the maid song. It's pretty fun. My family always laughs at me when I talk about it. And here comes the breakdown. It's great how I can open a song, open the whole CD with a song that has this blasphemous section in it. Jesus Christ. And that was Jesus flippin' Christ. Not any other F word. It's been misheard of that before. Well, that was a fascinating song, wasn't it? I think it was a good song to open the CD on, because it's catchy and... Well, it's catchy, but... I don't know. Listen. Hello? That was my mom saying hello. And this song is called Sky Is Not Blue. I wrote this, like, long time ago and sounded completely different, but then I never really came up with lyrics for it. No, I came up with lyrics for it, but never recorded them. And then I decided to record them, like, 2 days ago. I made you these construction paper dolls, connected by the hands with tiny little faces. See the people filling up the spaces. I'm not sure if they're really called construction paper dolls. I'm just a lot of my songs have falsetto in them, which is kind of odd because I don't really have that good of a falsetto voice. It's always kind of funny because I have to record these in my house with my family wandering around and shooting me weird looks. I always feel embarrassed. Well, not always. And if you think I sing it wrong, or if you think it sounds a little too robotic, just let me know. And me don't really rock. I don't know what this song's about. It's about things that are usually one color not being that one color. But I don't know why they're not that one color. Perhaps they did what I thought before. I might have kept it in. My memory is failing. I might have stumbled. I like this rhyme. You might have stared and asked what I had been inhaling. And I invented that term, have, might, have, been. I said, you'd understand the mindset I'm in. Where roses aren't red. Ooh, yeah. More falsetto. This part doesn't really have a melody, which is okay. Everything on fire, put on my boots, stamp it out. Little yellow people don't care. Yellow people as in Lego guys. I don't do that often enough. Nah. This is my first commentary thing ever. I'm not very good at it. I'm very sorry. But oh, what's that on the horizon? It's pumpkin pie. First track to include accordion. I got my accordion for my birthday last year. Very nice little thing. There lived a merchant in the days of old. This is sort of a medieval country gypsy polka song. First thing I wrote before I came up with the idea of pumpkin pie was the first verse there. Then I had to think of something for him to be selling, and pumpkin pie fit. I had enough things that I could rhyme it with. People always seem to get hungry for pumpkin pie when they listen to this song. I don't. And I really like pumpkin pie, too. It's good with whipped cream. But a lot of other people seem to get a craving for pumpkin pie when they listen to this song. I mean, I don't know. At the very least, this song paints an interesting picture of this mysterious merchant man. hell out. But his uppityness will cost him dearly.
The king was angry and he came unwound. He called his men and soon the merchant found himself in a torture chamber underground. Tied and bound, he sighed and frowned. And so they tortured him for night and day.
Ah, the whistling. It's a nice
hair turned gray, but as for the recipe, he would not say.
Even though sort of discordant. Said pain instead of fame there. Did you get that? And also, my voice sort of clicks down. I pitched it down. I can't really do that. And then we go to this peaceful woods setting, and suddenly some sort of electric chainsaw noise ushers in very distant mechanical stomping noise. Some soft synth sounds. And here it comes.
Lock up your children.
This song was originally going to be about Mr. Rogers, but I said robots would be better.
It's time to panic. Because something terrible is mad as hell. So read the papers and read the magazines. The magazines. Something's approaching. Oh no, oh no. And no one knows exactly what it means. But the killer machines are coming.
The Killer Machines is the name of a 1980 episode of Super Friends.
It's time to panic, panic, panic in the city, city.
My friend Alora just put a post-it note on my computer saying, I am lame. Actually, it says, you are lame. It's referring to me. She's probably not too happy with my commentary so far. But that's okay. I'm open to criticism. I'll try to be less lame. The high-pitched voice on the left channel in this part always creeps me out.
I hear the beeping.
There's beeping in that part. But no screaming.
I think we're finished. How I wish that this were just a dream. It's like a nightmare. Have they forgotten Johnny Five?
You need to put a Johnny Five shout out there. Now that I think of it, I should have put, like, vocoder effects in this song to make me sound more robotic. I've been able to get that sound made by myself. Forget I said it. Robot.
Surrender or die.
I like that part. It's like a robot sneaks up behind you and tells you to surrender or die. In Man Against Machine. It sounds like a good line for the trailer of the movie based upon this song. Gonna have to get Don LaFontaine on that. Stat. Now, this song is called Geeks in Love, and it was written earlier last year in the summer for my girlfriend at the time, because we were both geeky people. And it starts out with this creepy clown music, which is odd because she's sort of afraid of clowns. She didn't seem to mind. That's okay. And I like the guitar sound, but it's actually a synth guitar. I don't tell anyone. Esoterically, good word.
It's creepy.
I don't think they'll ever get.
You should definitely use that word in your daily life.
For love, but they're not smart like we be. They have no roses. Subconsciously, they envy us a lot. They look down their noses and see a couple of dorks with more love than they got. When they see us,
this song's sort of supposed to. Sort of half mockingly tap into the hip geek perspective where everybody is less smart than
you.
Oh, and you should check out the lyrics for the scat sounding parts of the song because there's some interesting things. I like this part. It has sort of a circusy feel to it.
Even know it, but jealousy abounds.
Never actually got to go trick or treat. To make the song's ending creepier than its beginning.
One, two, three, four.
I actually had to suck down a balloon when I recorded that intro there, so that wasn't digitally altered. That was me speaking with helium in my lungs. And this song's called New Way Out. My friend Alora always says that this song sounds like that Jet song about counting to three. And it's because it's a guitar-driven song that has a bouncy yet rocking kind of beat. I can hear the resemblance, but my song is better because it has Japanese parts and references to Japan. The lyrics to this are utterly mean. They're not supposed to convey any sort of feeling. I just needed something to fill it up. You try to pick this one apart. I just like using lines like Serpentine Alarm Clock, Jimmy Hendrix Jr. I decided to put Japanese. I'm not too big of a Japanophile. Sounded good. This part has this quote from a movie I did called Why the Hell Won't It Snow? Oh, and this is a bitchin' piece together guitar solo. I didn't actually play it, I just played like one or two notes at a time and just sort of cut them all together. On the computer. Gave Christina Aguilera an extra syllable for all the hard work she's put into her career over the years. Cheers, Christina. The Rhodes piano solo, which is not as cool as the guitar solo. It's sort of more laid back. Sounds like it's fading. Oh yeah, it's definitely fading. Actually, it's sort of like phasing out too. It's going. I love this little intro. This song is called "What Will Happen Will Happen." So or what happens will happen. No, I forget. I look around, it could be worse. What can I do? Honestly, I wrote this song after the Bush election because some friends of mine were a bit more than disappointed. They were in fact depressed over it. And I figured, no matter who you vote for, that's no way to... That's no way to feel about it. What will happen will happen, whether I'm happy or sad. I mean, just chill. What will happen, whether I'm happy or sad. My parents seem to like this song, and they always listen to it, and they quote Fred Willard from A Mighty Wind, and they go, "What happened?" And it's really annoying. But at least they like it. That makes me happy. Not when they quote that movie. Good movie, I mean. But, you know. So I let it go. This no part's tricky. And then it's sort of swirly synths in the background. That I can think. Therefore I am able to choose when I give a damn. I refuse to be dumb. This is my niche. I won't become Misery's Bitch would be a cool band name. I'm changing it. I'm not Lemon Demon anymore, I'm Misery's Bitch. I'm gonna stop writing happy music. Alright, Miserable Bitchy music. This is the mad half of the song where it goes in a more random direction, but with the tune kicked up a notch. Not a hip hop, not a hard stop. Everybody's gone stone cold crazy like a cherry tree top. Maybe Martin Scorsese. And I throw in a bunch of like non sequiturs about Martin Scorsese. We do nothing but hold the windows shut to keep the worry out. We never want to see the daylight fade. We got a masquerade to keep the worry out. But they That's a super furry animal.
The rattling, battling, and the countdown, paddling, the bubble dance, straddling, the wiki freak link. We do what you love and buy. Hold the windows shut to keep the worry out. We never want to see the daylight fade. We gotta masquerade to keep the worry out. To worry out.
This part's funky. It's got claps in it. Unabombers, they're a local band, but that wasn't a reference to them. That was more of a pluralized version of the actual Unabomber. And then I rhymed it with Jeffrey Dahmer. Clever. Last stretch of the song, I was planning on having this whole like accepted Stoot style list of just me rambling off the names of various antidepressants. But I figured that just sort of deterred from the message of choice over your own emotions, and also I didn't feel like recording it because I'd already finished the song. You know how it is. This is my cutest song ever. It's called Kitten is Angry.
My kitten.
Came up with the title first. And I just sort of envisioned the song in my head. Actually, I had people vote for... I had all these hypothetical song titles. I put them on my internet.
She's cuddly.
And
she's
I had people vote for them. And I think this was one of the winners. The other was Elvis Porn, which I did end up writing, but it's not on this CD. Maybe the next one.
Kitten is angry, kitten is offended. First standing out in little claws extended. Darting around and meowing quite a bit. Throwing such a hissy fit. I don't know what to make of it. Don't touch her. Don't look at her.
If you're listening closely, there's some jaw harp. So there's a Jew harp. I'm not sure which it is, but hang on, I have it here. This is the only song I ended up using it on, but it sounds like this. That's what it sounds like.
It's
in the background. And I like the little meow meow backup vocals. Oh, and Alora just gave me another post that says, okay, I take it back. You are no longer lame.
Kitten is angry, kitten is offended. First standing out in little claws extended.
I have a lot of cats, but they're not
around and meowing quite a bit. Throwing such a hissy fit. I don't know what to make of it. Kitten is angry, full of discontentment. Wildly attacking random pieces.
Random pieces of meat, that's another good
thing.
Why don't you write that down? This song is called The Ceiling. It has whistling. Can you hear the whistling? I'm really bad whistler, but I do it anyway. This song's about ceilings.
I've never seen it before.
When I was young, I always used to like look at the ceilings in my parents' room, and we used to make a game of trying to see stuff in
the floor.
Swirly patterns on the ceiling.
Sit down, you walking disaster.
We still play.
Look up,
well, I play it all
ask
alone.
Yourself, what can I see in the plaster? Step out and look where the stars are.
song's not really silly enough, so I'm just gonna make wacky noises.
I'd like to hop on a space ride. Exit the universe, see how it looks from the outside.
Good song. This one's called Subtle Oddities. I can't play the recorder, but we had one, so I recorded myself making it.
What in the hell is the matter with me when I look around?
This song has all sorts of weird time signatures.
All the doors in the house because
one,
now,
two,
because
four, five,
now it's
six,
not
one,
right.
Two, this weird sound here is like is Jeff from the Wiggles, him like laughing or something. I modified it so it sounded like that. This song's called Gonna Dig Up Alec Guinness. And the clapping part there at the beginning, Laura helped with that. Didn't you, Laura?
Gonna dig up
this is like
Alec
her favorite
Guinness.
Song or something.
She's
more of a Star Wars fan than I. I don't know where I got the idea for this song. I think there's another one where the title popped into my mind and it's just like, snowball effect into some weird and make this weird satire with their obsessiveness.
Gonna add the links to everyone, tell them where to form the line. Gonna build him some bionic robot limbs. Gonna code an electronic voice for him. So when the people come to glance him, he'll be singing songs and dancing alright. Yeah.
Star Wars fan. More of an Indiana Jones person.
Gonna pull out all the stops now. Gonna
wrote a song
this
about.
No remorse. Gonna show them all the meaning of a great disturbance in the force. Gonna raise them up on wires above the land. Gonna have him launch some fireworks from his hands. And if police come knocking at my door, you'll say these are the droids you're looking for.
I'd probably just have, like, the corpse of Al Guinness just dancing around on the strings. You know? With all these disco lights. Oh, there's Laura screaming again. This time it's slowed down. Punchline. Sort of. He had the same first name, see. This is the creepy build-up to Flamingo Legs, because the song's really happy, so I thought I'd put, like, a really creepy-sounding intro. And I used, like, a heavily modified sample from Don't Laugh, I Love You by Ween from the end of that song, where they make all these weird noises. I just sort of slowed it down to make it sound even more satanic. Yeah. Happy music. Gee.
I love when opportunity knocks. It rocks the stripes right out of my socks.
I really like wearing stripy socks. In fact, I'm wearing striped socks right now.
I love the world and everything else. The trampolines and jingling bells.
This is another song that doesn't really mean anything.
I'd love to say there's not a thing.
I just, you know,
I detest, I'd love to tie a
whole random stuff out of my brain.
Do the best of what I know and keep it near. But I won't, I'd love to feel devoid of fear. But I don't, and I prefer it that way. I prefer it that way now.
Really much to say about this. Do you know that there's no fat in Gatorade? I'm looking at the nutrition facts right now. I find that hard to believe.
I know the words, but don't understand the karaoke effigy man.
No protein either.
Flamingo legs of yellow and green attached to grandma's sewing machine.
I didn't like the title Living Underneath a Rock, so I ended up choosing Flamingo Legs as the title for this song.
I'd love to say it's only fair.
Why not?
But it's not. I'd love to fall.
That way, whenever you hear this song, you think of flamingos throughout the whole thing. And that's a good place to be.
Living, 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 living,
Ah, and here's Ode to Crayola. Crayola is a product that I grew up with. Back in grade school. Elementary school. I'd always have the big box of crayons. I had this song finished for the longest time without any lyrics until suddenly it just dawned on me. Crayola, yes. And it just wrote itself in there. Then I got my accordion. I recorded some accordion parts for it. It just worked. Of course, I sort of mixed it in the background. Featured piano blues and guitar.
Outrageous orange, laser landing in jungle.
I had to find this big list of all the Crayola colors on the internet. And I had to rhyme them. It was actually fun. Solo on the piano. We have this big notebook, not a notebook, it's like a photo album. And it's got all these pieces of paper in it that we drew in Crayola crayons of the colors that I read off. And we show them to the audience.
I love them so much, every shade, every gorgeous hue. It's no surprise they're taking over.
It's been suggested that I send this to the Crayola company in case they might want to adopt it as their official theme song. Well, that's probably not a good idea considering the creepy naked cultish trolley it's taking right now from the second verse. But who knows, maybe they go for that. Or they can see my pants off. Would that be ironic? They actually advocate eating crayons.
The color's delicious, making the rainbow. Crayola, I love you so.
But I'm sure they'd appreciate the thought behind it. And this is Rainwater, another song with a 7-time signature. Never mind. been covered in Gatorade. That's okay. He's probably not that safe since he's doing the malfunctioning robot voice. And this song is called Smell Like a Cookie All Day. And it's based on a quote by Crow T. Robot from an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And I've never actually seen this episode, but I've seen the quote, and I loved it enough to write a song around it. I'm not sure what episode it was. I don't know, Google it, man. And there's the quote there. Smelling like a cookie all day. Something we all wish we could do.
A mountain of sadness, a miserable wilted bouquet. A big rotten pumpkin, I wished I were dead. And I'd almost
the phrase, I wished I were dead, isn't very well grammar.
The key to happiness is merely only this. Put a drop of vanilla behind each ear and you'll smell like a cookie all day.
Yes, you'll smell like a cookie all day. Outer space. And this riff is sort of inspired by Gigantic.
We wander aimlessly for God knows how many miles and then we die. So very clueless to the truth, so very blind, unsatisfied. If only the human race would wake the hell up and finally understand exactly what it needs to do to meet the spirit's final command.
Thought that was a completely different song, but it's really the same song.
Put a drop of vanilla behind each ear and you'll smell like a cookie all day. Yes, you'll smell like a cookie all day.
Man, I wish The Rock would come back. Every rock song can have a triangle wave, so I think that's spit in my mouth making little clicky noises in that part. I bet you'll notice it every time you listen to it from now on. Ha ha. You need a synth part? Yeah.
Staggering, wobbling.
feeling that takes you back to the childhood, kind of a dedicated song. Get it? Because there aren't any stairs in a one-story home. Oh, snap. This guitar solo took weeks and weeks of practice. You can tell, isn't it? It becomes the emotional crux of the song.
I've heard that falling in love feels a bit like this. Well, maybe not quite, but maybe it makes you feel nauseous at first. Once you get the hang of it, it feels alright, alright.
How very important to be busy, confused little swinging around and around and around.
We're wobbly, staggering, dizzy, confused little people spinning around and around. We're staggering, wobbly, dizzy, confused little people spinning around and around and around. We're wobbly, staggering, dizzy, confused little people spinning around and around.
How can you listen to this and not feel like spinning around? We listened to this in the car once, and we ended up doing donuts on a busy highway. That was fun. Hang on, I'm gonna spin around right now. Yeah, I'm gonna head for the dash, that won't work. I'm gonna pretend I'm spinning. And here comes word disassociation. After this, wait for it. Nice segue there. And that's real piano. I recorded it slow and then pitched it up so it sounded fast and funky and unique. Yes, hang on. That's the piano. That's what it normally sounds like. It's out of tune. But I managed to get it to sound good for this part. Surprisingly long time to come up with all the lyrics. I'm used to operating on a random plane, but this is a true test of my
own.
I didn't realize it when I wrote it, but word disassociation is a real game you can play. It's like word association, but you have to come up with a word which has nothing to do with the word departing. Try it. It's fun. British accent. Flouncy. That's a reference to the wonderful thing about Tigger. Flouncy, trouncy, flouncy.
Word disassociation.
part.
It took a lot of effort timing it all upright and recording it correctly. But I like it in space. All dancing like shit. If you listen closely to the fake turntable effect, it's using a clip from The Adventures of Pete Pete of Artie saying, "Artie, strongest man in the world." Favorite words from that song? Concubine, lickety split, flouncy, skullduggery, akimbo, and nipple. No, nipple's in that song.
No.
Trust me.
Actually 205 words.
Oh. Oh, yeah, there's 205. All right. It's too late. 205 words were in that song. And this song's called Eventuality. Sounds very drivey, very. Driving, very synthy, very vocally, very not many lyrics. That's the end of that song, sort of. Those are wind chimes from my porch and the wind. Now, wait for it. Wait for it. Commander Keen music. Commander Keen 4, Secret of the Oracle, from Apogee and ID Software. Music is by Robert Prince. God bless you, Robert Prince. And yes, that's the sound of me playing. I'm sure you envy my skills. I rescued those old dudes, every damn one of them. Dope fish couldn't stop me, neither could those yellow slug dudes. Man, what a classic game. I want to play it right now. Do Oh, the CD's done. So is the commentary. You're still here? It's over. Go home.